another wonderful Wednesday, a wintry Wednesday here in the great city of Chicago, and I believe in many places around the continental United States of America. That is where you find your lovely hosts of this wonderful podcast. This, of course, is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'm joined by the dynamic duo from Ohio, but only one of them lives in Ohio. It's Caleb Cole.
Hello.
And the man who makes it all happen, the man whose mustache is just getting better and better every week. I can tell the work he's putting into it, and I appreciate it. Trevor Heim.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
I am living life in my new t-shirt. It's very soft. It's very comfortable. It's from my favorite internet creators, and I'm excited to be talking whatever we're going to talk about here today with this illustrious crew.
We're going to talk about something.
We're going to get into the topic, but let's just start with some general musings to kick off the show. You can, of course, catch us live every Wednesday at twitch.tv/chat_pack, where you can hang out with us in the live chat and get a look at our beautiful faces. Did I say our? I said out. That didn't really seem like the right word to say there. But anyway, we're not on YouTube. Probably not going to be on YouTube, at least for now. We'll figure something out. Maybe if that's what people want.
The quality's just too low. You know, like of the Twitch recording, I think that's the problem.
Is that true? Like, is that really true? Like, does it downgrade that much?
Yeah, just in, I feel like for what we want to do, like we'd like to put some crispy looking videos on there.
Yeah, but are we at the point where it's like we're the crispiest of the crispy? I'm just curious.
I feel pretty crispy.
Well, welcome to Chatpack Live, where we're the crispiest of the crispies.
Put that on a t-shirt, baby. There's some merch.
Well, hold
for
on. Grilled or crispy chicken sandwich? Chick-fil-A.
Crispy every time.
Crispy?
Duh.
Yeah.
Every single time. Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Chick-fil-A and you get the grilled chicken, it's kind of just like,
well, that's
why?
Why? If you're going to go out and get Chick-fil-A, like, yeah, oh, it's a healthier decision. Don't get Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, grilled chicken is like one of those things where it's like, I eat it so much at home, like grilled or pan-fried seared chicken, like all, I'm lumping that all together. It's like,
like, who's going to McDonald's and getting the salad with apple slices on the side?
I mean, some people that want to get the kids a Happy Meal and have them hush up while you can stay away from McDonald's food. But I bet you, even if you look at what, if you put the dressing on the salads from McDonald's, it's like, that's where it just gets you. That's where it starts shooting up with everything.
True. So let's steer clear of McDonald's. Not a sponsor.
I'm a Burger King guy. That's where I'm going to towards. But
we're sponsored by anyway. Burger King's new Beyond Meat. Eat like a king with Beyond Meat.
Wow. Anyway, I wanted to do to mention something cool that I did. Last night actually.
Go ahead and toot your own horn there.
So, Ben, our guest host, we'll call at this point, basically. Come on. Let's be totally honest.
Guest host. We downgraded. I like it.
I mean, he's been on like two episodes in the past like 15, probably. So, anyway, Ben is doing an animation. A lot of people are doing like an animation for what they're doing in school right now. I think he's actually just taking animation as a class. Sweet. And one of his classmates was looking for some voiceover work. Ooh. And so I did some voiceover work for a science. It was about siRNA. And this,
I wish that it. Oh, if you would have gotten to
say the audio?
Hemoglobin.
Oh, yeah. I got to say something almost as cool as hemoglobin, if not cool. I'm getting the script up right now because I want to throw out some of the words I had to learn on the fly. I had Ben with me, so I knew I said them right. But there is one that quickly jumped up to be one of my favorite words I've ever seen, or favorite sentences. I guess it's a. Let me see here. Scavenger receptor type B1. Isn't that dope? Doesn't that sound like a like a spaceship?
No, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a bounty hunter ship.
We're coming down on the scavenger receptor type B1. You don't want to mess with one of those ships. They can go and skip through the universe at about 12 parsecs. They can
reverse thrusters to the box side.
Yes, you want to. You throw them thrusters and you. Oh, you know.
Full power
to
the frontal shields.
You can hop, skip, and jump if you know what I mean. So that's what I'm saying there. I also said things like apolipo a protein A1, synthexosome.
That's not very kind.
Nanoparticle.
Scavenger B1, you're clear for landing.
I didn't know a single thing of what I was talking about the whole time, but damn it, did I make it convincing?
Did you? It's do something your best
a way to like. I think it was about blocking the growth of a tumor in cancer cells. I think that's what it was about.
I imagine you did your best, David Attenborough.
I did do a serious voice for it, but it was funny because like I had to go through it kind of piece by piece, and there's just a lot of recorded damn it's and like where I'm like going and like screwing up, shit. Which is it's like shit.
And so Ben's like laughing at me. Scavenger receptor F. Oh, fuck me.
Scavenger type scavenger receptor type B1. Super cool. But anyway, that was a cool thing I did this past week.
Did you? Did you already send the audio? You could send it over to me. I could clean her up a little bit. Polish it.
I already sent it to him.
Give her the polish. Give her the polish.
Give her the old once over.
Yeah. Did you do anything to it? Did you just record it and send it?
Yeah.
That's probably more than good enough for the voiceover for the school.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like, I mean, my audio can always be better, but like, I don't really necessarily know. I like went in and I deleted the breaths out of it for him though. So it's not,
You can throw a compressor on it for like perfectly even volume for something like that, and you can also
I mean
EQ
honestly
it
though
so
I just didn't
want
to. It's like a big deal project. It's like end of his school project type of deal, so I kind of didn't want to do anything too crazy. I just kind of wanted because how much they've been, you know, if he's about to be finishing grad school with all the work that I know Ben's doing. Like Ben sent me a storyboard he made for this animation. It's incredible. Ben, dude, I'm calling it here. Ben is going to work on some dope stuff. I think like if
you think
I
he's going to move out of the biomed
I think he'll make money doing that, but I definitely think through that and just networking and his
he's
work
so
ethic.
Talented.
I think he's going to make I don't know how big, at least he will make some form
at least
of
like
animated
doing
he'll at least be involved.
The PBS graphic.
I think
something
who knows
small.
What it'll be, but I think he can make some stuff that'll like make a splash in some big markets, dude. I mean, just because
our little
for Benny. Those who don't know Ben, I mean, Ben leaves for school. He left at 8:30 this morning. It is 8:15. There's no way he's home before 10. And he does that every day, and he does it on Saturday, and he does it on Sunday.
What
like,
a
he'll
nerd.
Like have some time. Yeah, dude, he's a huge nerd, but he's very good at what he does. I mean, he's the type of guy that he doesn't settle for like anything but like the best it can be. So we had some fun recording some audio around the house with for his animation too.
That's a great segue. Fun. If there's any audio nerds out there, this is just going to be a cool little moment because this is the only time I've ever recorded this podcast on a Shure SM58 mic. So if you're ever looking at podcast microphones, what you want to spend the money on, what you don't, this audio is SM58. And then the normal audio on every other time that I've been on the podcast, it's always my AKG C214.
I think I'm using an Interceptor Pathogen B or what?
You know, it's incredible.
Scavenger Receptor Type B1. Is that what you were going
that
for?
That was
a great one.
That's what my microphone
after
is.
After hearing your mic or your audio, Trevor, it's pretty amazing that like I feel like this setup that I have, you need a mic stand, you need the microphone, you need a mic clip, you usually need a pop. Well, you should still have a pop filter. But an audio interface and all the gear that you need to have this set up. And that little USB microphone you have, it's plug and play, and it's pretty solid, man.
Yeah.
The audio is really...
It's a...
you don't need much.
To be more serious, it's an Audio Technica ATR2100. But it's, just like you said, plug and play, USB. It does have an option to do a XLR cable if I had some sort of like better audio equipment. Ooh. But... I just plug it right into my computer and fire away. So
That would make sense why it's so solid.
It's pretty affordable though for you know, just getting some good voice audio for this podcast. So anyone out there looking to start their own podcast, it's not too hard.
It's got a cool blue light on it too. You gotta like things with lights on it.
Paul, you had a question for us. You had a topic.
Time. TT, as we like to call it. Tea time. T squared.
Not to be confused with titty.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
It's not a family
it
show.
It never has been.
Never has been, never will be. Sorry to all the kids out there. We're wonderful influences.
I stumbled onto our iTunes, or I guess it's not, what is it now? Apple Podcasts profile on iTunes or whatever. And the first thing it says, it's like Chat Pack Podcast, and then it's like the list of episodes. And right at the top, it says clean, family friendly. And I was like, whoa, we need to change that. I don't know where that came from, but it's fucking not.
Yeah.
There's been a handful of masturbatory jokes in there.
Mm-hmm. And some just me being a potty mouth.
A handful.
I'm such a potty mouth.
I see what you did there.
But I am.
You are a potty mouth.
But anyway, topic. So one thing I've done a lot in my days, and one thing that is looming on the horizon for me as it appears that I'm hitting the road and moving again in maybe a couple months, maybe a couple more months. Yeah, I don't have anything official lined up, but Chicago is a great place. It has been very fun. I have been very lucky to live with my best friends from high school and one of my best friends from college in a really cool place. Unfortunately, I just haven't landed a gig here and I just haven't seen new things develop. And with developments in other people's lives, I'm just going to go west, probably to Seattle. So I think
westward to the sea.
Not only are people I know going there from here, potentially, I guess not, I shouldn't, there's not a full thing then, but also my girlfriend, who we've been doing long distance for,
I think, 28 years at this point.
28 years.
Out of the 2 months we've been, or the 2 months, the 2 years we've been dating, a year and 6 months of it at least have been long distance. More if you count Cincinnati from Athens, too. So it's kind of like, hey, enough of that. Go actually be with the person I like being with. Also, Seattle's a good radio market. And plus, I don't know. I've always wanted to be out there.
Paul, you've always said you wanted to be in the Pacific Northwest.
Exactly.
Since we were in college. I was going to say high school, but I didn't know you then.
Yeah. So I've always wanted to go out there. There's jobs to be had there. I just feel like that's a more of a place that I would feel comfortable just like setting my feet into for a couple of years. Like Chicago, I just wanted to see if it was like I could break into the big market and just see if I was going to make it there.
I mean, it's Chicago,
and
baby.
I had some opportunities. I can't, you know, I'm not going to come away empty handed. At least I had some interviews, and one was for a big time, you know, NPR station. That to at least be considered for that job is actually like a big boost just for how brutal the job hunt has been for me. Hey guys, getting a job in media these days, not that easy. But anyway, let's lighten the mood here. So moving is going to involve road trip
putting
for me.
Stuff, putting
probably
stuff in
my
other
only
places.
Yeah, and road trips are, other than international travel, probably my favorite trips to take. I like being in a car for 8 hours, as long as you're with the right company and you're doing the right thing and you're not overloaded. There's a lot of stipulations that go into a road trip. So I was going to say, what are your road trip tips and tricks? And also, what's your perfect road trip? And I'm saying you have the resources to do this road trip, and you know, and you have, you gotta have, but you gotta make it at
unlimited
least somewhat
resources?
Realistic too.
Okay.
I mean, you know, but
within the realm.
You know, just keep it right. The ideal road trip would be to drive around the world or something. But you know what I'm saying? Like actually make it probably something that you imagine in your lifetime you could achieve. That's what I think is the best way to phrase
it. I believe
that
I can achieve anything if I try.
That's a good mindset to have. Thanks. I also need a quick road trip poll question from you guys. If I do move west, and since I have my dog with me, do I get a little U-Haul trailer to put more things in the back because I'm not doing an 8 hour drive versus it's going to be like a two day minimum drive for me to get to Seattle from here.
So are you asking?
They can get really expensive. That's the only problem. And you also, so here's the thing, Paul. You're going to strap your bed to the roof of your car.
Unfortunately.
Your bed does not like to be on the roof of your car.
No,
it's told us on a few different occasions how
you're gonna have to come up to Chicago to help me get my, like, there's just no way around it.
I feel like I'm not doing, I couldn't.
You and Dave have to come up. There's just no other option.
We should live stream the packing.
Oh my
god. Dude, if you, Trevor, if you would have actually saw the debacle that was putting my mattress on my, dude, so first I couldn't get the plastic sealed, so I had a giant balloon on my car. People were driving past me and pointing at it because, dude, I look up.
They're like, your shit's about to fly off, man.
Dude, it's no, that thing wasn't going anywhere.
The bag covering the mattress just swelled.
Because I had it in two plastic things, you know, going opposite ways, and I wanted it ratcheted down because I figured that's going to be the best way to do it. Like, obviously, you know,
I think that helped.
But the mattress itself, dude, was not flying off the car at that point. But it was just, I had a balloon. I literally looked like the house from Up, like, was on top of the Fortnite battle bus. I was
your Ford Escape was going to float away.
And so I was going, and I had to call Dave and Caleb twice to re-ratchet and fix this thing. And then eventually we did, and like, it still wasn't the best, but I made it, and I really don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that again. But like, my mattress is worth it, though. That's the thing.
And the thing with having a dog and a bunch of moving gear, man, I don't know if I'd want to road trip around the country like that. If I were you,
we're going to Denver. We're sleeping in Denver and maybe staying a day or two, and then we're going Denver straight to Seattle.
I was talking
to Will to try to go through LA, but like, I can't go to LA with all my shit. I can't be driving around.
You can't go to LA with that dog.
Like
Salt Lake though.
Hopefully, actually, that'd be great. Honestly, but like, again,
you gotta go. Salt Lake's sick.
You're like, welcome to my guest bed anytime.
That's nice true, bed. But you also have a dog who's
Kelsey didn't want to leave because my guest bed, like,
that bed,
she preferred
was so much
the guest
than our bed. Yeah, that bed's great.
Caleb and Kelsey probably are sleeping on Caleb's old mattress from college and haven't splurged on a good mattress because they're crazy.
That's right,
dude. You guys are nuts. Getting a good mat, dude.
I know. We've been looking. And we want to
change.
We're
changes
still on a
the game
with two bit dogs.
I will back up Paul on this because Amanda and I splurged on one of those purple mattresses, and it was straight up like we went to they have like an outlet store here in Salt Lake, and we went, and I was like, yeah, we'll check it out, but like Costco has some better deals on like some memory foam mattresses and whatever. And we walk in and lay down, and I was like, all right, here's my credit card. What do I pay? Like, give me this one. I want this one.
Here's
Can
my
we
money.
Just take it to my house right now? Like, this is worth sleeping on. This is worth the money.
Well,
to
you
sleep
got
on
the king
day.
Too, didn't you?
What's that?
Yeah, I have a Casper, dude, and I love
you
it.
You got a king, didn't you?
Yeah, we upgraded to a king.
Oh shit,
which is sweet.
Dude.
I know.
Oh,
I want. I've slept. When we go back to Kelsey's parents' house, there's two different beds that we'll sleep on, and both of them are kings. And I'd never, and literally in my entire life, never slept on a king until that moment, and it's pretty awesome.
Dude,
there's
so
much room.
Pretty much the whole time we've been together, we've slept on a full, and I was like,
single.
We'll upgrade to, or yeah, in college or whatever, but I was like,
oh,
we'll upgrade to like a queen maybe. And then it was like not that much more to just go to the king. And it was like, we got two adults, we got two dogs, like, do we really need the king? I don't know. We'll give it a try. And now it's like, I can like starfish out, and she can starfish out, and then the dogs can starfish out. And then we're all just not even close to each other, and we just have a bunch of blankets and pillows. It's amazing. It's so worth it.
I might be sold.
And that's your mattress talk for the podcast there, because that's not even completely remotely close to what we were talking about.
Shout out to Purple
Mattress.
Let me bring it back in.
I got a comment.
Yeah,
I got
Caleb, you said you got something going on here that relates to this. So paint me a picture.
Well, I'm not really going to paint you a picture. It's just, you know, I'm going to tell you a simple fact that I tomorrow may be going to buy a Dodge Caravan minivan.
Ooh.
I found a good deal. I've been looking.
Long faded Caleb buying himself a van. Oh, geez.
Resurfaces.
Audience, let me just fill you in on this. Caleb has been talking about this, I'm going to say, within the first like 4 months of me knowing him.
Well, it was originally a dream when I was, I think, 15. I was like, I had this fantasy that my first car was going to be a Volkswagen Westfalia van.
I think a lot of people have that idea. I think a lot of people want that to be their first car.
Well, but I'm very glad that I think my dad was like, no, that is a terrible idea.
As most people were like, no, those cars are not good.
They're not reliable. They are very old, and there's so many problems.
They're
with
so
them.
Expensive.
They're cool. They're very cool. So expensive, needlessly so, because they're just about as much to maintain and or to upkeep than just buy. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I ended up finding this van. It's kind of a dual purpose because the band kind of needs something to get, there's that sweet spot of like 1 hour away where we really don't want to take two cars, but we'd like to be able to get there with all of our stuff. And so if we had that minivan, then you'd have four seats and you can still load up the back. And then the other thing is that Kelsey and I can take the seats all the way out of the back, you know, and we can just throw a little bed with a platform. You know, so that way you can have drawers and storage underneath the bed that can be accessed from either side, whether you're in the van or outside the van in the back by the hatch. So maybe, Paul, maybe I'll get this and I'll just help you move. That sounds like a ridiculous idea, but...
Why, dude? Sounds awesome.
That would be pretty awesome. It would just be driving that van to Seattle and back.
Yeah, but then you could go down the one and then just take a different route back.
I would,
I would like to weigh in.
Will's looking for all sorts of adventures too, but I want to do some stuff, but I'll explain why at the end that I'm not making this more of an illustrious road trip. Trevor, go.
I'd just like to say that I, a couple weeks ago, also got my camper vehicle.
I saw that. That's right. You did just buy another car.
Yes. Well,
what do you have, four?
To Amanda's dismay, yes, I currently have, well, I own three and then Amanda has one. So we have four vehicles on our property. But the intention was to sell the Subaru and purchase a camping vehicle.
We're working on getting Caleb back, by the way. We don't know why his video feed has been paused.
Also, we lost Paul's feed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Technical difficulties. But so you got the camper vehicle already. You showed me a little bit of plans on SketchUp. Do you think that you're going to go with what you were showing me, the platform with some, like, what was it? It could extend out, right? The platform you were building?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm waiting. Paul, are you trying to join back?
I'm refreshing here. Here we go.
There we go.
Don't worry. The face of the franchise is back.
The face of the franchise. There we go. The fool of the franchise.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Hey, just quick shout out to Dangle in the chat as well. And Heimer, dude, thanks for hanging out with us, especially through those technical difficulties.
Yeah.
That's my buddy from
So, way back. As Caleb mentioned, I showed him some of the plans I had for my camper vehicle. So, a couple weeks ago, I bought a 2006 Chevy Tahoe. Caleb was going for a van because it's a little bit more fuel efficient and has a little bit more space. But I needed something that has the 4x4 to get us through these Utah deserts and mountains and things like that. But I still wanted to have a bed platform in mine as well. So I got a 2006 Tahoe a couple weekends back, and I started designing a bed platform that essentially it'll have drawers underneath in the back, kind of like Caleb was describing. But I made it so that it can slide together and condense down into a smaller sort of brick, and that way you can easily take it out of the car, and then you can put all the seats back in and have a truck that, you know, you can tote people around in or whatever, but then we can easily fold all the seats down, take the seats out, whatever, and put the bed platform in and fold it open, and then it expands to fill the whole truck. And then it's essentially a full mattress that we can have in there. So Yeah, so I got that a couple weekends ago, and I'm still kind of in the planning phase, but I'm super excited about it, and I'm already, you know, thinking about some road trips I want to take and things like that, so I'm super excited.
Especially out in Utah.
Why are you guys infinitely cooler than me? Like,
well, the mustache.
You guys build things. You guys, like, you can't, like, literally when Trevor said he has plans, like, I can literally imagine him unrolling three blueprints and they're all to scale.
You need to look at the SketchUp he has.
Like,
it's literally, he designed the back of his car.
I'm sure it's nuts. If, yeah, has, like, wonderful. He's going to Walt Disney it. He's going to have a little tiny model of it. It's going to, like, open up. It's going to have, like, a 3D, like, full virtual reality tour. Like,
this will cure the kids.
I'm borderline on that. Like, for the audio listeners out there that don't know me as well, I am such a nerd that I built a 2-scale 3D model in SketchUp for the bed frame I want to build. But that's mostly because I wanted to see how much space it would take up in the truck before I actually build it. And I also needed to see, like, how much wood I'm going to need to buy so I could kind of price that out. But yeah, it's going to be sweet.
That's the only problem with building that stuff is it does cost a good bit of money to get, like, all the materials. Not always. You can get a lot of stuff from, like, Habitat for Humanity. But
I was going to say, Paul, you think that we're cooler than you, but actually what I'm hearing is that you need to move soon, and Caleb and I have vehicles that can move.
That's true, but I don't know how I'd get either one of your. What would I do, take Caleb's thing all the way out there and be like, "All right, Caleb,
chat pack road trip."
Dude, I would. I honestly, we could do that. There's no, we wouldn't be able to stream it live, but we could set up mics in the car and we could do that no problem.
We're taking chat pack on the road.
Literally, what we would need enough connection for Discord to work, and then someone would, because we'd have to imagine that it'd be broken up into two cars.
It'd have to be vlog style. That's like the only way that would work on the road. Well, like,
yeah, but I'm saying this is, but like, to communicate between the two cars, I guess we could even do it over the phone, and as long as you were recording your own audio locally, that'd be fine too, because it would be one car. And then another one, because obviously fitting in all of my stuff, your stuff, plus my dog, we'd have to have two cars.
Or we just book a couple venues between Chicago and Seattle, and we just live stream it live.
Do a live show? There we go. Chat pack the live, would the live be like, show.
Chat pack on the road
one day.
Like, they said they were going to talk about optimal road trips, and then they start talking about random cars and moving Paul to Seattle.
And mattresses?
Mattress balloons and the movie Up, which is great.
That would, dude, honestly, terrifying. I saw how big that. Because, like, let's also going back and let me tell you another embarrassing story that involves alcohol. Because if you missed the legend of my one of my finest nights in college, that led to some. Do we release? I don't know if I'm ready. Maybe we can. Do we release the footage of the fallout that is? That's the funniest set of videos.
No, the world is not ready for that.
Because it just starts with me just getting so mad. And then just everything I'm talking about while I am just way gone is just Halo Wars 2. I'm sprawled out on the couch in that video.
The stupid fucking Marine just came. I told him to go over here to take out these stupid fucking grunts, but he's
and then
he's over
I end up on the ground and it's like, Marines. Here's my beef, man.
That was before or after,
like,
you were calling
face
like a bird.
Down in the carpet, like,
and
so
it sounds
here's,
like I'm
here's
dead.
The beef. Here's the deal. Here's the beef that I have. It's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Because I take like a big breath that makes it sound like I passed out, but it just leads into, here's my beef, man.
I think we wait to share that until you have an actual job.
Yeah, seriously.
Give it a minute.
Oh, God. Anyway, so when I was moving to Chicago, the day I woke up to move to Chicago, I was horribly hungover because it was my last night in Athens. And Caleb and I went to Power Hour the night before, and Caleb said, I'm going to get 6 beers. And I said, well, if you're getting 6 beers, I'm getting 6 beers. And then I'm pretty sure we polished off about 8 beers each before we left Jackie O's that night. And then we went somewhere else. But needless to say, took me forever to leave to Chicago. And then, like, the whole time I was just like, I'm driving 8 hours.
Oh.
I'm just like, I hope my mattress is safe, because it's like, I built the energy and the strength and the courage to to make it to Chicago. But if anything had went wrong, oh, I didn't. Yeah, so I wanted to leave at 10 a.m. I left at 4 p.m.
Oh yeah,
it's not even close.
Slept through.
That was a solid 6 hours of puking.
Yeah, it was bad. I slept on the floor in the bathroom, like one of those bad experiences. But wow. I made
this
it.
Podcast does not put you in a good light, Paul. So
no,
far,
it doesn't.
No.
It hey, makes you need sound to hire like you a radio guy? Hey, come on, give this guy a jorb. Hey,
for somebody especially,
but it was
who does
all
not
responsible, and it was just a recreational time. And
I don't
do
agree
that
with
frequently.
That. Don't.
I can. Paul, be
you lit a car on
people.
Fire.
Paul,
we threw a mattress off the roof.
You remember that time
that
you like
building?
You really did all that stuff to improve the radio station, and you upgraded it a bunch, and like you were just running that shit, like it was so good.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
Back to whatever we were talking about. Thanks.
Yeah. So back
paint
to road
this
trips.
Picture better. So man, were you asking? We did you want like an optimal road trip? Or is that what the?
Yeah, that's. I
was
mean,
that the prompt?
I derailed it. And also I did want your tips and tricks for road trips that people don't often think about. Stuff that
water
you
jugs.
Do on a road trip, like stuff that you do for a road trip that you think that have just like you didn't think about in your first road trip or your first couple, and they've just like changed the game with your drive.
Mm.
Because is it a solo trip? Are you going by yourself?
Are we talking about, like, we're talking about not for yours, but just general road trips.
Your perfect road trip.
Okay, you got...
In the realistic realms of this being something that you can achieve in your life at some point.
You need a bed or a mattress of some kind. Like, even when we road trip, we don't have, like, a real bed or... It's made to be a car sleeping pad. It's about... an inch and a half or 2 inches of just synthetic insulation or whatever is in the puffy coats but squashed real hard so it's a little bit firmer, and it's so worth it. You lay the whatever, if you have seats that lay flat, that's really important. You got that kind of car. You put that mattress or that bed thing in there, and you can sleep. One person can sleep in the back while the other is driving, or just lay down and stretch out, and then you can put all of the stuff that is in the back into the front seats so two people can sleep in the back. That's a trick. Pack one side of the back so that you can sleep on the other side, and then leave that, like, leaves you with a little enough stuff that you can put everything into the front.
That's how much did that cost you, by the way, when you first got that? Because I mean, you've used that was a quarter, like, it might be a little bit, but that was like, that investment has paid off for you like tenfold.
Well, I didn't buy it. Kelsey got it for free, actually, from some... You know, I was trying to figure out the word the other day. There's a word in outdoor sports for people who are really rich and want to get into outdoor sports. And so they just buy the best of all of the gear. And then they're like, meh, I don't even really like this. And so they get rid of it. And they don't care because they're rich.
We like to call them Gumbies. Trevor?
Is that the word?
In Utah, we call them Gumbies. They're the people at the climbing gym or whatever that have like the highest end shoes, the super nice gear and whatever, and they're like,
and they're climbing beginner
struggling
routes.
Real hard on some shit that's way above their pay grade and like just doing some dumb shit on the wall, and you're like, oh man, look at these Gumbies, like stay out of their way.
See, Kelsey once knew this guy who did tried to get all into the outdoor lifestyle, and I guess was a Gumby in not only climbing but like camping and all that stuff. So he bought all this gear, and then within a year or two, kind of realized that he didn't like the lifestyle at all, so he just kind of gave it all to whoever would take it, which is a nice thing to do, to be fair. And so that's how we got a lot of our climbing gear and a lot of our like that bed pad. It's probably like a $200 or $300 bed pad. It's Cabela's brand.
Dude, shout out to Gumbies for hooking people up with good deals.
Yeah, for accidentally dropping that rack of cams for traditional climbing just on the ground.
They're like, I would like to climb, so I will buy an entire rack of trad gear. And you're like, whoa.
For reference, that's like $1,200.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, and you need a lot more gear than just that.
Yes, Paul.
Now, what do you call the person that
rips a hole
off
the wall?
It's not an outdoor gear. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Paul, you're still the only person I've ever seen rip a hole off a wall.
Hey,
you set that up.
Give me an award then. I should have kept that rock, damn it.
Yeah, that was yours.
I literally should be like, I ripped this off the wall. No one else is going to, like, this is a trophy. I need to keep this.
That was incredible.
So kind of in a similar vein, the blender we have,
it was a little bit of a frog. Sorry.
That was a big frog. The blender really that we have at our house right now is apparently a top of the line, like restaurant industry, very expensive blender. Okay. I don't know what it's called. Nutribullet, maybe? No, that's the cheap ass shit.
Yeah, that's... No, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. It is an industrial blender.
Yeah, this thing is one of those things that goes so fast.
It's like triple the size of a normal one.
Like this, and like Ian, my roommate who works in, like, he was like, this is like
the one
high end shit. He was at work. He was at work, and someone just threw this blender away. And like, dude, we cleaned it, and it no issues. Full, and like the it had the little rod. It has the cover. It had everything.
Dude.
And it's like, dude, people are nuts. Idiots.
Lazy.
Yeah.
It's like, just sell it. Post it on Facebook.
I'm trying to wait for that person who's selling a 60-inch TV for a joke price, because I'm going to jump all over that thing. I cannot wait, dude. Oh, my God. I know we've gone nowhere close to a topic, but, dude, when I do move, I'm ready. I'm putting my feet in the ground. I'm buying a 60-inch TV. I'm putting a sound bar under that bitch. I want you guys to come and help me design. I want to put underneath the TV. I want all my consoles displayed, and I want them to all be able to be played by a hit of a button.
You should make a little woodworking games. Thing. I want the games underneath it.
You, Caleb, you don't have you're not going to be substituting in the summer. You can come out and help me.
I mean, I'll help you spitball it, but I am not competent in
you
that.
You know who?
Kind
and then Trevor is going to use his 2 weeks paid vacation that he works very hard at his professional job. We're going to the PNW. We're building me an entertainment center.
Okay. I just would like to say that I get 3 weeks of paid vacation.
And we stream it. There you go. You keep the week. You and Amanda take a romantic trip to the Bahamas.
Hey. Boom. There we go. I'll let her know that Paul approved.
You know, I know we haven't gotten there, but I also want to throw this out there. Can I go on this rant, or should I wait?
Give us the rant.
Why don't you start, and if it's too much rant, we'll just...
No, it's not a
rant. We need a rant card. That I hold up a little red card that says rant.
And it involves potentially you, Caleb. So, Trevor, let me paint you a picture. Think of... What do you think of when you think of the country Iceland?
I feel like you want me to say ice, but I don't think that's true.
No. Gorgeous nature, right? You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Volcanoes. Black rocks.
A very green land.
So apparently this thing happens in Iceland where it's called the midnight sun. It's just light for 24 hours a day. In August, explosions in the sky is playing 3 shows in Iceland, and one of them is during that midnight sun. Dude, I was going to go to Japan, but I don't think I can go to Japan anymore. I think I got to go to Iceland.
So
that sounds incredible.
There's flights on sale today from Salt Lake to Iceland for $600 in July.
See. No, we need August, early August.
August? Shoot. I don't know.
Trevor, let's go. Everyone, let's go. We're going to Iceland. We are going.
Chatpack goes to Iceland.
Chatpack goes to Iceland.
We bring a camera. Because here's the kicker. Will found out in Iceland, if there's less than 2 tents, you can camp for free in a lot of places. We just set up a dope camp podcast that we have. And then we go off and we listen to get our faces melted by some of the best live performing musicians I've ever seen in my entire life.
They're pretty awesome.
I have a cover of their album tattooed on my body. I drove 16 hours in 24 hours to see them perform the same show I've already saw twice on the same tour.
And now you're going to fly to Iceland.
I'd go to Iceland, and dude, they're probably going to play at some beautiful venues. I'm going to play outside. Iceland's freaking rad.
Paul.
Oh boy.
Paul.
I think I got it. We got to do it, dude.
I'm reeling you in. I'll do it, but only if we can do the Chat Pack podcast over there, and we can say it's Chat Pack across the pond, and we can basically pretend that we think Iceland is Britain.
Yes, yeah, we're here in Iceland. We're in the United Kingdom. Under the Queen's crown here.
The Iceland province.
Yes, right. You know, we take them tricky Vikings there back in the day. We always did like those blokes now. So ready to get out there on the pitch.
Which side is the canal side?
Where we go fishing, chips and all that good stuff. Chip, chip, cheerio. Perfect road trips. Let's go. Let's get into the topic finally. Yeah, we canceled
right away. That'd be bad. I don't know how we're keeping the network on at this point.
I'm thinking we do that, and then the whole time I just do a really bad Minnesota accent. I just completely miss the mark.
Oh, sure.
Oh, geez. Oh, heck.
It's a hoser.
Oh, my.
All
you
these,
to go over
all
there.
These bunch of hosers in Iceland.
Oh, yeah. The hosers are Timmy Hoes. I tell you that. They're lying out there. It's about out
oh,
the door.
Geez. Hey, oh, heck. Canadian. Oh, geez.
We're hilarious.
This is what you call off-center humor. Yeah,
so I thought I was crazy flying back to Ohio to see Radiohead, but I think going to Iceland to see a band would be a step further.
See, because the thing is, my brother's going to be in Japan with his wife, and it's like a good time to go to Japan, but this is an experience. Like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that any, like, it'd be one-of-a-kind thing. It, like, a lot of my friends like it. I'm in a weird phase in my life where it's like, I can swing it, I think. Because it'll be cheaper than Japan, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, I bet you the flight out there, round trip, because $600, and then that gives me another $400 of whatever that $400 will get me to roughly making what I've been seeing for prices for Japan.
Well, and like
average price. You could find a deal, I'm sure, to get to Japan, especially from Seattle, but, like, still.
Well, and, like, my buddy out here, who also has a podcast, tune in to Pause, Rewind, Play. Anyways, he flew out to Iceland. He found a super cheap flight to Iceland, and the way that he did it was they just packed like all their backpacking gear, and then they rented an SUV, and they just used the SUV the whole trip to like get around and then like sleep in it or sleep like near it with like their backpacking gear and all that.
That would be a most likely
super cheap, super cheap trip, and like it was awesome. Dude, it's,
and having
stay in a hotel or something maybe once or just to clean and like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the first time I went to Scotland this last August with my dad and brother, and that was the first time I'd ever rented a car in another country, and it's just the only way to go. Like when you get over there, it was It's not that expensive. Like I was looking at them for $200 for like 10 days in Norway, and that obviously doesn't include the gas, but that's, I mean, still so much cheaper than trying to find the plane ticket or the bus tickets, and yeah, the lodging, especially if you're sleeping in the car, which like why not? I mean, it'd be great to just kind of drive around and stay in like remote places and pop into towns, but ultimately be outside as much as you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially when you go to a place like Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. I think I got to pull the trigger on that. I don't know if that'd be.
It would be. Let's do it. Iceland.
I think it'd be tight. Rage in. You're in. Ava might be in.
Trevor's in.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my dog, but.
Amanda might be in.
You can just get rid of her. There's lots of places to drop her off. She's kind of, yeah, not a fan.
Hey, you're the one that couldn't get your dog under control in the pre-recording session and didn't realize that you had a microphone on and I could hear all your personal business.
Oh, no, I knew the microphone was on.
Personal business?
I heard some scandals, like he said, Willie, be quiet.
Give us the tea, Paul. I hate that. I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
Here's the tea.
I was like, Willie, let me give you the tea. Stop it.
And he was like,
yeah. And then you're like, wait, is he beating the dog? Wait, is the dog beating him?
Yeah, I saw that he is Gloves Dog 2.0.
Gloves Dog 2.0. Maybe 2.0.
I don't think I've laughed harder at a tweet.
He's very cute. Willie is
wait, did somebody tweet
rascal.
That?
Oh, Jeff yeah. Somebody tweeted that.
Jeff tweeted it?
Jeff is president of Glove Dog Fan Club. So I work with Jeff. I work with Twitter Jeff daily. Or I have to send Jeff audio. I send Jeff audio 5 days a week. And every day, every time I send him audio, I have to include a dog picture. So we got some really, Jeff has a wide collection of dog pictures, and one day I will surprise him with Glove Dog. But today I sent him literally a knockout punch of one, and he usually responds to like ones he likes, and this one should have been a no-brainer, and I got no response. I sent a Captain Falcon dog today. I got nothing.
Ooh, that's a great one.
No response.
Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
because I got betrayed because he's too distracted because Vinny went to Athens finally, even though I asked and begged and pleaded for weeks and months when I was there to get him to come down. Wow, I'm too busy at Paul, the Sammy Quick Stop.
Ask, beg, and plead. I feel like you were just like, Vinny, come to Athens. And he was like, meh. And you're
and
like,
I said
okay.
It multiple times. No, I was a little bit more. Vinny, I could poke the bear a little bit. You got to poke him. I know, Vinny, you got to poke. All right, so are we going to wind back down? Are we
perfect road trip? I recently found out that you can actually drive
into the show.
From the U.S. all the way down through Mexico and all the various middle
Pan-American Highway, bro.
Yeah, and then all the way down to South America. And I did not know that
gotta
that was
take
a thing.
Or like a huge. You got to like put your car on a ship in a shipping container.
No, like get it I thought you could get all the way there on land. Can you not?
No. No, what? Between Panama and Colombia, you have Panama. To, I think it's the Panama Canal.
Oh,
I
you
think
just
that's what that
get across
like,
that, I guess.
Yeah, and like I don't think it's terribly expensive, but you definitely have to like drive your car into a shipping container and then some crane picks up the shipping container and, you know, moves it over. And
I found this guy that
I did a bunch of research on that when I was like 19 or 20 because once I started learning Spanish, I was like, oh, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I had never even thought about it before, but I found this guy who they took like a road trip down to the tip of South America, and like they basically they built a vehicle that was like, you know, purpose built for that purpose, that like it could get through because there's not like obviously really great paved highways all the way to the tip of South America from here, so like they made a vehicle that could make it through all that back country and like all that stuff and just get them all the way there.
Lots of Mexico, it's just like dirt roads, man.
Yeah, exactly. So they built this vehicle like specifically for that and just lived out of it for like 4 months while they like made their road trip down to the very tip of South America, which is kind of crazy.
Patagonia, man.
Did they go all the way back?
I assume so.
Maybe they just sold the car down in Chile or Argentina.
And then flew back or something.
That's what
I mean, it sounds like a pretty cool trip. Like,
would you? So you'd want to try and do something that grand?
Well, so my ideal trip that I could like legitimately see myself doing would be trying to hit like the lower 48 states, you know, like road trip all around the U.S. to hit all the states.
That's definitely doable. I think it's more doable than people might think.
Yeah, and I think that sounds more fun personally than trying to make it all the way to the tip of South America, but I didn't really know that that was a thing you could do, which is kind of cool. So,
well, what's so cool about road tripping in the U.S. and like obviously I haven't done it enough in other countries. I've done some good driving through New Zealand. That's really the only other country I've explored extensively. The U.S. is so different. Every region is just, it's crazy. Like where you live, Trevor, it is you in Nevada. Those have those in Arizona. Like that chunk in New Mexico are like so different than Massachusetts. Like when you just think like, or New England in general, that whole, the East Coast and like the Pacific Northwest is like way, it's just so, that's what makes driving through the U.S. so cool.
Dude, well, and even living out here, like, if we drive 4 hours south, we're like in, you know, high desert, like just straight, like, you know, red rocks, desert, whatever. But if we drive 4 hours north, like into Idaho, we're in like, you know, borderline Alpine Pacific Northwest, like big pine forests and like, you know, the Sawtooth Mountains and the Tetons. And it's like just two totally different like biomes basically, and it's like 4 hours in either direction, so it's like it'd be cool to see the whole U.S. like and go through all of that, you know, because that's true of like any locale.
Well, in the Great Plains, like as much as it's just a lot of driving through flat stuff, like driving through the Dakotas has its own appeal. Just driving through those huge flat expanses it's pretty cool.
The Dakotas get that bonus, but like I will, there you drive through a couple of duds. Kansas is the worst state to drive through.
Nebraska? I don't know. Missouri's pretty rough.
No, can't. Nebraska.
That's what I was thinking. Nebraska.
Kansas. Also rough. Kansas has I-70. Literally goes directly through the middle of it. It doesn't break. It doesn't. I mean, there's turns off of it, but there is literally just, if you look at the map of Kansas and you look at I-70, there is just a straight shot going east. Well, it's because they're trying going to... west, like, and you don't go north, like you don't go west. It's just because it's like,
dude, but trying to avoid Nebraska's bad. Too long.
Oklahoma gets better, but
I've never driven through Oklahoma.
I would say Ohio is actually not exciting to drive through if you're not south or Northern Ohio, unless you're near the lake, like by Cleveland or something like that. Like if you're like central Ohio, you're not seeing anything exciting.
The east side starts to get more hilly, more like Pennsylvania, which is like a little nicer. But
yeah, going through central Ohio is just not fun.
Dude, when we moved out
to Toledo Drive is not exciting.
When we moved out to Utah, we stopped in Colorado in this like podunk middle of nowhere town because I had to use the bathroom so bad, and I cannot believe that we made it out of that little town alive. It was the weirdest experience of my life.
Mountain towns, dude. Mountain towns are scary.
We stopped these guys. So we found like a porta potty in this like middle of nowhere empty town, and we were like, we're just gonna use this porta potty really quick and then get back on 70 because we don't even know where we're at, kind of thing. We're headed to Denver, or maybe is that 80? 80 heads to Denver.
Maybe. I think it's 70.
Well, whatever it was. We're in the middle of nowhere.
I-70 is in Denver.
We had just crossed like the eastern border of Colorado. We're in the middle of nowhere. And right. I was like, I need a bathroom now. And we stop. And we pull off at like this exit that just has this middle of nowhere town. Like it's empty. It's a ghost town. Like there's so much like rundown stuff. And we find this porta potty and we're like, we're going to use this porta potty. And right as we're like parking at the porta potty, this guy comes out of nowhere out of this shop and is like, hey, what are y'all doing? And we're like, oh, we were looking for a bathroom. And he's like, well, you can use my bathroom. And so I follow him into this like old storefront that's like run down. And that was like, I should not have done that. But I like follow him back into this like abandoned building that like, he goes way to the back of it, and there's this bathroom tucked away way to the back of it, and I'm using the bathroom, and then as I leave, there's this other random dude that I didn't even know was there that, like, sneaks up on me, and I'm like, peace out, and I go to leave, and, like, right outside the door that I go out, there's just, like, pot plants, and I'm just like, these dudes are, like, up to something, I don't know, and I'm, like, heading back to my car, and it's just like, and the guy's like, well, you're running off, and I'm like, nope, peace out, see ya, thanks for the bathroom, like, get back on the road. We were like, get in the car.
That's scary, dude.
It was crazy.
Mountain towns. I believe that, dude. There's
I think it was the only two guys in that whole town. It was weird.
That is, that's pretty nuts, dude.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who knows, man? Who knows what they're doing? I would say me with the road trip that I think I want to do, because honestly, I've driven through good chunk of the states by this point. I haven't hit them all, but through the road trips that I've done, I've done Denver to Seattle, then from Seattle down to we got as far as Santa Clara, I think. Oh. And then we went from Santa Clara back through Nevada and all that stuff. And I went on my bus trip for school. I went through the South. I've gone through the East Coast. And like I said, there's still some pockets that I haven't hit, but I think I want to go up to Alaska. I think that I would want to drive and make my way through, I believe it's the Yukon, and make my way up to Alaska. I think that's really what I'd want to do, and camp along the way and see what
that's where that would take me. Kelsey and I's planned road trip when she graduates. We're going up to Alaska and then down the West Coast. That's our plan.
It's a driving the West Coast is probably my favorite. The East Coast is really cool too, just because it's pretty historic out there, which is pretty cool, and just like the nature. But the West Coast driving is just like tops, especially because you can drive a highway that is literally the edge of the United States, basically.
The one, right?
You it just follow the one is the literally because there's the 101, which is the famous one, but then it cuts further in. But we did the one, and it adds time. But and dude, you're taking turns that are, you know, you're like, you got to be careful because like it's you're on the road, and then to your right, it's just
sheer cliff,
ocean, you know. Oh, and yeah. It's like,
that's great.
Same thing like when you're driving up in the mountains, dude. Like there's sometimes you're going skiing and stuff, and it's just like you look off to your right, and you're just like, mountain, cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
For real, though.
But yeah, no. So, I mean, dude, yeah. I mean, that was the thing. I remember doing that road trip because I was like, we are literally driving on the edge because it was just the ocean. You know what I mean? I mean, there was nothing else. Like, it was like, this is the edge. This is the border of California, like on this part, which was really, really cool. I've just been really lucky because that's what, like, those were my vacations. Me and my roommates now, we did a road trip every year for 3 years, 4 years. I did one for 4 years in a row. Caleb and I were in the midst of one, and unfortunately he had to, you know, go and you know, deal with some personal stuff, which
family
was important,
emergency,
which kind of added to the adventure a little bit, but dude, we still had a great time. For I mean, Caleb and I still covered that. Some great ground.
That was crazy.
And then we that was cool that I got to drive by myself, and I wish, you know, and I basically lived on the road for a month, which was pretty cool.
Dude, that's when you went and checked out our apartment we were going to move to, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's when I went to Utah for you, and I went to Oregon. I stayed at Pacific City. That was cool. I was driving by myself for the whole time.
You went and stayed at Pacific City.
So Pacific City was crazy because it was the day I dropped you off. Or no, I dropped you off and then I stayed in Bellingham like one or two more days to hang out with Will, and then I left. Dude, I got to Pacific City. It's dark and it's just, dude, hammering rain, like just coming down on me, you know, lightning and all that. And so, Trevor, Pacific City is this spot, and it's just this little hidden campsite, and it just overlooks these dunes, and it's the ocean on the coast of Oregon. It's beautiful. Oh, it's the best camping spot I've ever been in. It's incredible.
That's
awesome. You literally can just pull your car up and just park it, and you're there, dude. You're in. You can go down to the dunes. And like, because Pacific City is the city. It's like there's a specific thing. I'd have to show you my pictures of it, because I've camped there probably like three times now. And dude, but it was just coming down, and I just finished because I was just by myself at this gorgeous campsite. I heard the ocean just rain falling down. I'm just like sitting in the stars. There's like one little like area where the stars were out, and I was like, this is a pretty cool experience. Like, this is something that I definitely won't forget.
Dude, that reminds me.
They're the best.
I just saved that because I want to go check it out. But it reminds me, your escape has the same thing where, like, the back window opens up, you know? Like, it just kind of pops up without the trunk actually opening. So my Tahoe that I just bought that we were talking about earlier, the little back window opens up like that. So I'm planning on putting on the inside of that window, just like some mosquito netting, like all the way around the inside. So like whenever we're parked camping somewhere, like if it's nice out, you know, in the evening or whatever, like just pop up that window and just have like nice little, you know, lookout and like have some fresh air. And like, mm-hmm. I'm super psyched for it.
That's what I was thinking.
This
about
isn't
doing
the campsite, but here's a picture from Caleb and I's adventure. This is Caleb in Washington with his super long hair.
It's pretty hard to see that. Well, I don't know if that's the best medium. So you can send it to us. Maybe we'll tweet it for the
viewers. Share it on the Chatback Twitter.
Yeah.
I thought it looked good enough. Anyway, well,
I think we hurt.
That was an exciting
feelings.
Road trip of a podcast because we went in about 17 different directions. But hey, we actually cohesively had a conversation about road trips and what goes into it. My secret for road trips make sure that you chew an entire pack of gum every day, because that's what I do.
I'd say two a day. You put five pieces of gum in your mouth at once, Paul.
I will kill disgusting. A pack of gum on a drive to Cincinnati from Athens. That's a 2.5-hour drive.
Oh my god!
Jeez,
it's incredible.
I love
you got some
chewing,
mandibles.
By my mother's mandibles, I say nay. This has been the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. You can find us at Chat Pack Live on Twitter. You can find us at chat_pack on Twitch. And hey, here's the deal, people. Here's the deal. We want to keep making stuff. We want to keep having fun. I got some ideas I'm brewing. I've said this a million times, but we got some stuff coming. I think the momentum is going to start flowing, and we got some cool stuff coming. So please follow us. Please share us with your friends. At least show them the podcast, because we got some cool stuff. Got some cool stuff brewing. We're cool guys.
Mostly
you're
Trevor's
cool guys
mustache.
And gals, or however you identify, whatever you identify as. That's cool here as well. But we want those followers. We want to grow the brand a little bit. Just get us to some different eyeballs. So do that. And I want to do a giveaway
once
we start getting
some
momentum.
Your earballs.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, people. To start gaining some momentum, I am willing to buy a video game for a fan. And I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet, but stay tuned for next week. I'm doing a giveaway, damn it. And we're going to get some people here, and we're going to grow this thing. And I'm going to give away a video game.
Paul wants to give Caleb things away.
It's going to be an old, used video game.
That's Paul's part of it. That's,
bagel sweats on it.
But it'll be an also fun thing, too. But anyway, follow us on Chatpack Live at Twitter. Follow us here at chat_pack. Also, find us on all of your favorite streaming platforms. If you're just joining us and the show is winding down, this show will post on Monday, where you can catch the latest episode of Chat Pack. If you don't catch us here live on Wednesday nights at twitch.tv/chat_pack, please spread the word. Let us know what you guys want us to talk about as well. Engage with the chat. We didn't talk to too many people in the chat today. We apologize for that. We'll do a little bit better next time if we can. But as you saw in this show, we went off the rails, but we had fun. I think it was still a good conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. Caleb, what do you have to say for the people to close out the show?
Buy a van, quit your job, drive from Alaska to Chile, learn Spanish, have fun.
Trevor?
Don't do that. Get a job, take the money and invest it, and then use your investment returns to buy a van and then travel the world.
Oh, okay. All right, you got to one-up me. I get it. I get it. Go ahead, people.
Your choice.
My advice. Make sure that you include a portable DVD player in your travels so you can watch old DVDs in a low quality with audio that sometimes doesn't work. Come. Thank you all so much for joining us here for the Chatpack Podcast. Thank you all again. Follow us, hang out with us, and until next time, thank you so much for joining us.
Goodbye.
Catch you on the flippity flip.
Bye.